Chazal was saying, "Nesha b'chi chaz chashag." Remember, Yehuda mesachet is Yuma Davchav. Hey, Zok the Gemara of Nachman had said that the Kohanim wear the choil clothing, the non-Kodesh clothing, during the lotteries. He brings a proof from a Mishnah that says that after the lotteries, the Kohanim were given over to the attendants who would undress them but leave their pants on. Presumably, this is referring to the winners of the lotteries. We see that they then change into the Bigdei Kahuna. What about Yehuda in the name of Sheisha said it's the losing Kohanim who are undressed of their Bigdei Kahuna, which they wore during the lottery. That's Rav Sheisha's sheet that they wore the Bigdei Kahuna during the lottery. That has to be the case, because if it refers to the winning Kohanim, how could their non-Kodesh pants be left on as the rest of the Bigdei Kahuna are put on them? We learned that the pants of the Bigdei Kahuna have to be put on before all the other Bigdei Kahuna. Rav Nachman would say that's not problematic, because the Mishnah means that to say that while they're still wearing their non-Kodesh clothing, he changes his pants to the Kodesh pants. Then he changes the rest of his clothing. And that way, the first Kodesh clothing to be put on is the pants, but he also avoids having to be totally undressed at any one time. Now, Rav Sheshes, who said that the Kohanim wear Kodesh clothing during the lotteries, brings a proof from a Braisa, which said that the lotteries would take place in the Lishkas HaGozes. The elder would sit on the west side as the lottery took place on the east side, and the one conducting the lottery would remove the Mitznefes, the head of the Kohen, from who the count began. We see that the fact that they were wearing the Nefes means they were wearing Bigdei Kahuna. So you see, they wore the Bigdei Kahuna during the lotteries. No, it could be that there were non-Kodesh clothing was worn during the lotteries. The mothers of the Kohanim would make replica clothing of the Bigdei Kahuna for them to wear, and they would wear them when bringing private karbonos. So it may be that the true Bigdei Kahuna were not worn during the lotteries. Abaye said we can learn from this braisa that the Lishkas HaGozes was part in the Azara and part out. They must have had two doorways, one to the Azara and one to the Har Abayis. How do we know that? From the fact that the elder, they said, sat in the Lishka, it couldn't have been in the Azara, because only in Yeshiva be'Azara el Machos based on Bivad. However, from the fact that the lottery was done in it, it must have been in the Azara. So it must be that it was partially in the Azara and partially outside of the Azara. Furthermore, Mishnah says that the Kedusha of a chamber follows where it opens, to where the opening leads to. If it opens the Azara, it's Kedush. If it opens outside the Azara, then it's not Kodesh. Therefore, the Lishkas HaGozes must have had two doorways, one to the Azara and one to the Har Abayis. Zok the Mishnah, the second lottery decided who would shech the Tumah, who would do the Zrika, who would remove the ashes from the inside Mizbech, and who would remove the ashes from the Menorah, and who would bring the limbs of the Tumah to the ramp. The carrying of the limbs and the other items of the Tumah was split among nine Kohanim as follows. One Kohen would carry each of the following: the head and the right back leg, the two front legs, the back of the animal and the left back leg, the breast and the neck, the two sides, the intestines, the flour, the chavit mincha, and the wine. Benazai said in front of Rabbi Akiva in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, the order was not, as we just stated over here in the Mishnah, rather was done in the order that the animal walks when it's alive. Fedek the Gemara, was there a separate lottery done for each avoida, or was there just one lottery and the winner, and then whoever won, sort of when the number stopped, it was him and, let's say, the next 12 people to his right who would do the 13 avoidas that were described in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that there were four lotteries done every day. It must be. Now, if there was a separate lottery for each avodah, there would be many more than just four lotteries. It must mean that there was one lottery done for all the avodahs in the Mishnah. For all the morning avodahs, let's say there was one lottery done. Rav Nachman said the Mishnah may mean that there were four times during the day that lotteries were done, but maybe many lotteries were done at each of those times. So therefore, maybe each avodah was a separate lottery. Rav Yehuda says in a braisa that there was not a separate lottery to choose the kohen who would carry the shovel with the coals to the inside mizbech for the keteris. Rather, whoever won the lottery for the keteris would take the kohen who was standing next to him, and the kohen would carry the shovel with the coals. We see that only one lottery was made for the group of avoiders. Zakhtamar, there's no raya. It could be that for this case only was one lottery made, because carrying the shovel is essentially the same avoiders doing the keteris. However, in our Mishnah, where they're really different avoiders, it could be maybe separate lotteries were made. He gave a different answer. Rav Chiya told a braisa that clearly said that only one lottery was made for the Tamid, and the winning Kohen, along with the 12 Kohanim next to him, would do the Avodas. From here, from this braisa, we clearly see that only one lottery was done for all these Avodas mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Payas Hasheni v'chulu, which Kohen caught the blood, the Kabbalah? Do we say that the one who does the Shechita does the Kabbalah, and we wouldn't allow the one who does the Zrika to do the Kabbalah, because maybe in his hurry to do the Zrika, he will not catch all the blood? Or do we say that the one who does the Zrika does the Kabbalah, since there are times that a non-Kohen could do the Shechita, Zara's Kashal, the Shechita, in which case, the one who does the Shechita can't do the Kabbalah? So Brisa says that Ben Kotten made a kiyar with 12 spouts to allow all the Kohanim doing the Avoida of the Tamid to wash their hands at once. The Shechita doesn't require washing the hands from the kiyar. Now, if the one who does the shechita also does the kabbalah, he would have to wash his hands, and the kiyar would need 13 spouts. We see that the kabbalah must have been done by the one who did the zrika. Rav Acha, the son of Rav, said to Rav Ashi, we see this from a Mishnah as well. The Mishnah said, Omer ben Azi lefnei Rabbi Akiva v'chulu. Dr. Bryce explains that when we say the way an animal walks when it's alive would mean that the limbs are carried up as follows: the head and the right back leg, because they always go together, then the breast and the neck, the two front legs, the two sides, the back and the left back leg. Rabbi Yossi said the limbs are carried up in the order in which the animal is skinned, meaning the head and the right back leg, again, because they always go together, the back and the left back leg, the two sides, the front legs, the breast, and the neck. Rabbi Akiva said they're brought up in the way it's cut up. The head and the right back leg, the two front legs, the breast and the neck, the two sides, the back and the left back leg. Rabbi Yosef Lili says it's brought up according to the quality of the pieces. The head and the right back leg, the breast and the neck, the two sides, the back and the left back leg, and then the two front legs. In fact, Mara Pasuk seems to suggest that the back leg is better quality than the sides. Mara said that's true for a lean animal, not for a fatty animal. Rava said the Tanna of our Mishnah also lists the order based on quality, except he equates more meat with higher qualities. More is considered to be better in his mind. In fact, Mara, why is the back leg always brought along with the head? The Mara said the head is very bony, so we send along the back leg, which is very meaty, along with it. But as Mara says, the head is always sent first because the Pasuk lists it first. It says, "Es roi shayv yes pidroi." The other mention of fats from the Pasuk teaches that they cover the place of the shechita on the neck with fats to make it more appealing and more bakovetic.